Joe Biden calls Pennsylvania voters who don't support him chumps. By Hannah Blow on October 24, 2020. Former Vice President Joe Biden, D, referred to his opponents as chumps while delivering remarks in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, on Saturday. "I'll work as hard for those who don't support me as those who do, including those chumps with the microphone out there," Biden said at a drive-in rally on Saturday before coughing into his hand. Biden was apparently referencing the Trump supporters who gathered nearby his rally. Pictures and videos show the president's supporters waving flags and honking their horns during the Democrat presidential hopeful's speech. "Practically a Trump drive-in rally here now outside the Biden drive-in event," CNN's MJ Lee reported. This is far from the first time Biden has insulted Trump supporters despite his current declaration that he would fight for all Americans. During a fundraiser in April, Biden suggested that the president's supporters like that President Trump is engaged in the politics of division. "There are people who support the president because they like the fact that he is engaged in the politics of division," Biden said, essentially accusing Trump supporters of being both racist and xenophobic. "They really support the notion that, you know, all Mexicans are rapists and all Muslims are bad and dividing this nation based on ethnicity, race. This is the one, sick, of the few presidents who succeeded by deliberately trying to divide the country, not unite the country," he added. Biden's appearance in Pennsylvania follows Trump highlighting his opponent's dicey position on fracking during the second and final presidential debate. During the debate, Biden asserted that he did not support banning fracking. Right after the debate, Trump posted a video montage of Biden criticizing it. As Breitbart News's John Carney reported, Biden's green energy plan would wipe out the fracking industry in Pennsylvania, costing hundreds of thousands of jobs and hundreds of billions of dollars of lost income. Trump, meanwhile, has a packed schedule as the election enters its final stretch, campaigning in North Carolina, Ohio, and Wisconsin on Saturday alone. Saturday's Real Clear Politics average showed Biden leading in the Keystone State by 5.1%. Though the final average predicted Hillary Clinton leading by 2.1% in 2016.